Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! There are 1,000 stories at Raymond Chandler Elementary School. Most of them have happy endings. But sometimes, things get messier than a kindergartner finger painting during an earthquake. That's where I come in. Sam Archer, third grade detective. Episode 8, Song of the Space Kittens. It was the end of the day on Thursday, which meant JT and I only had one day left to find his missing stuffed wolf. The school kickball championship was scheduled for Friday, and JT couldn't play without the team mascot slash good luck charm. I had to face facts. Our investigation was doing worse than my digestive system after nacho day at the cafeteria. It was time for drastic measures.
I guess there's still a chance we can find Nero tomorrow morning before the game.
There's always a chance. Even so, I think we should go talk to Principal Randolph.
All right. I'll just text my dad and tell him I'll be late. Oh, he's running late anyway.
Do you want to come over to my house for dinner tonight? I warn you, it'll probably be salad.
I love salad.
You're a strange kid, JT. I'll text my mom and let her know about dinner. Not that you're weird.
You're weird.
As we walked down the hall to Principal Randolph's office, we texted our parents. That's called multitasking. Everyone said it was fine if JT came over for dinner. We arrived at the principal's office and knocked on the door.
Come in. Oh, hi, JT. Samantha.
It's just Sam, Principal Randolph.
I don't know why I can't seem to remember that.
I don't know either, but that's not why we're here.
We're wondering if you could postpone the school kickball championship just by a week.
We're still trying to track down Nero, the missing stuffed wolf.
Oh, I sympathize with you, JT. It's a lot of pressure, and I know you want to play your best.
So you'll do it?
No, absolutely not.
Please, just for 1 week. I know we'll find Nero by then.
Look, it's out of my hands.
With respect, ma'am, you're the principal. Nothing here is out of your hands.
You would think that, wouldn't you?
As she spoke, Principal Randolph's eyes darted over to a plain manila envelope sitting on her desk. She saw me looking at it and immediately put it in a drawer.
I'm sorry you lost your wolf, JT.
I didn't lose Nero. He was stolen.
In any case, I can't postpone the kickball game. I'm sorry. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have somewhere else to be this afternoon.
What was in the envelope you just put away?
What? Nothing. Boring old principal stuff that doesn't concern you. Okay, goodbye.
But...
Bye now!
Well, that wasn't very helpful.
I disagree. Have you ever seen Principal Randolph acting so squirrely?
I don't know what squirrely means. But if it's, like, nervous and suspicious, then yeah, she was.
I'm texting my mom and telling her we're gonna play outside for a little bit before we come home.
We are?
Sure. We're gonna play outside by following Principal Randolph.
But she has a car.
That's the easy part. She lives downtown, so all we have to do is catch the number 3 bus and it goes practically to her house.
How do you know where she lives?
I know where all the teachers live. I studied the school directory at the beginning of the year.
And you say I'm weird for liking salad.
JT was nervous, But I had experience tailing a suspect without being seen. Pretty soon, we found ourselves in the bushes outside Principal Randolph's house.
I have sticks poking me in the back. Also the front and my sides.
Shh! Don't worry. Principal Randolph is bound to leave soon.
How do you know?
I see her shadow moving around in the bedroom window. She's getting dressed, probably for a night out. Either that, or she's just pacing around her room. Tell you what, if she's not out in 15 minutes, we'll give up and go to my house.
I just hope I'm not allergic to whatever these bushes are. I'm already itching like crazy. Could you check the back of my neck?
Oh, wow.
What?
Are you sure you want to know?
No, but tell me anyway.
JT was definitely allergic to whatever the bush was. His neck was already breaking out in a rash that you'd ordinarily see in a documentary about medieval Europe.
It's that bad?
Whoops. Apparently I had said that out loud. That happens sometimes. I'm sure it's temporary, JT. I was trying to make him feel better, but I wasn't sure at all.
Hey!
Drat!
Okay, I'm getting out of this bush.
Wait, stay down. The door's opening.
Fine.
At that moment, JT and I saw something emerge from Principal Randolph's house that I never would have expected in a million years. It had fur, claws, and a spacesuit.
What is that thing?
I think it's Principal Randolph.
Why is she dressed up like a monster? Wrapped in tinfoil.
That's no monster. That, JT, is Chief Weapons Officer Cuddlepie.
What?
From Space Kitten Hero League.
The TV show? The one that Ms. Lubetkin is crazy about?
It's a great show. Here she comes. Duck!
Even though they're just kittens, they're gonna save the human race.
She's gone. Oh, and good news, she's on foot. Let's follow her.
And that was my shirt.
Never would have pegged Principal Randolph as a Space Kittens fan.
Okay, has everybody seen that show but me?
We can play episode one after dinner if you want.
On the bright side, it's pretty easy to follow Principal Randolph. You can spot that costume from a mile away.
I don't want to freak you out, but look over there.
Another space kitten?
Yep, Science Officer Mittens.
What is going on? Are people just spontaneously dressing up as space kittens?
Unless I miss my guess, we're heading to KittenCon.
Ah, okay. That's less alarming than what I was thinking.
They're going into that hotel up there. The Galbraith Hotel at 223 Poirot Street.
That's the address we found in the maintenance closet. It's all tied together with Nero's disappearance. But how?
JT had just asked the million-dollar question. What do space kittens have to do with a disappearing wolf and our school principal? We were going to find out. But before we enter KittenCon, why don't we take a quick break? We'll see you right back here in a couple minutes. We were tailing Principal Randolph. Tailing is detective talk for following. It should also be noted that Principal Randolph had an actual tail. She was dressed as Chief Weapons Officer Cuddlepie from the TV show Space Kitten Hero League.
That sign says that the convention is being held in Ross McDonald Hall, just over there.
Yeah, but she's headed for the fan art exhibit over here in Conference Room A. If we lose sight of Principal Randolph, we're done.
You mean because lots of people are dressed as the same character?
That's right. She's not the only Cuddlepie at this convention. Now come on, let's go see some art.
What if she sees us? If she knows we're following her, she won't do whatever shady thing it is that she's here to do.
Let's hope she doesn't see us then.
Look, it's Ms. Lubetkin. And Principal Randolph is walking right up to her.
Ms. Lubetkin, our art teacher, had been painting space kitten fan art all week in preparation for KittenCon. She was auctioning those paintings here in the silent auction with all proceeds going to charity.
She's writing something on the clipboard at Ms. Lubetkin's table. And now she's walking away. What do we do? Do we see what Principal Randolph wrote, or do we follow her?
Both. We see what she wrote on the clipboard and get after her before she gets too far. Come on!
Sam? JT?
Drat, we were spotted.
It's hard to miss you in that long raincoat and hat.
I see your point.
And JT, what happened to you? Your shirt's torn. Is that a rash?
He's dressed as one of the plague zombies from Space Kitten Hero League Season 3.
Oh, it looks so real.
What did Principal Randolph want?
Principal Randolph? What are you talking about?
Didn't we see her talking to you just a second ago?
I doubt she's here. I once asked her if she liked Space Kitten Hero League, and she said, and I quote, "I'm a principal. I don't have time for such foolishness."
That seems unnecessarily harsh.
That's what I thought.
But she wrote something here on the clipboard.
Oh, that's the bidding sheet for the silent auction. But it wasn't her. Look, under name, it says Donna Leon. She bid on two of my paintings.
JT, can I talk to you over here for a second? We'll be right back, Ms. Lebetkin.
Okay, what's up?
That was definitely Principal Randolph, right? We didn't lose sight of her since she left her house.
No, I mean, yes. I mean, it was definitely her.
Which means she bid on Ms. Lebetkin's artwork with an alias. That's a fake name.
Weird.
We need to find her.
But she's long gone. And everybody's in costume here. She'll see us long before we find her.
Not necessarily. Ms. Lebetkin, can I borrow your First Officer Buttercup costume for a couple minutes? We'll bring it right back.
Okay, but be careful with it. I'm going to wear it all weekend.
JT, I need to get on your shoulders.
Okay. Whoa, you're heavier than you look.
It's because my heart is weighed down with all the world's problems.
Or maybe it's that giant space kitten costume head you're wearing.
That too. Now walk around the expo hall. I'll keep an eye out for Principal Randolph.
Okay. I can do this for maybe 5 minutes before I collapse.
JT walked us around the convention center, but we didn't spot Principal Randolph. Or maybe we did. There were like a million people dressed as the characters from the TV show. One person, though, stuck out like a sore thumb, which is hard to do at a sci-fi convention. It was...
Look! It's Mr. Koslowski!
What's he doing here? He told me last week that he didn't watch Space Kittens.
Well, he's not in costume, unless he's in costume as a math teacher.
He's even got his briefcase with him. Strange. Can you follow him?
Only if he doesn't go very far. I'm about to faint. It's really hard to breathe under this costume.
He's heading back into the art exhibit.
I can't walk.
Come on, JT. You can do this.
You carry me next time.
So I thought maybe we'd try the Indian place around the corner.
Sounds great, Winston. Miss Silent Auction's almost wrapped up. There she is, Donna Leon, I presume. I think you're the winner?
That's no winner. That's Principal Randolph.
Principal Randolph? Who recognized me?
We did, Principal Randolph.
We? I only see one person.
Look again!
I whipped off the costume quicker than you can say. Something's afoot. Much to JT's relief.
Oh, thank goodness.
JT collapsed to the ground, spilling me off his shoulders.
Samantha Archer and JT O'Shaughnessy.
It's Sam, and it's time you came clean, Principal Randolph.
All right. But could we discuss this quietly? And please stop shouting my name.
We just want the facts, ma'am.
I lied to you when I said I wasn't a Space Kitten Hero League fan. I'm a mega fan. But why didn't you tell me? We could have planned our costumes out together. Don't you see? A school principal can't love Space Kitten Hero League as much as I do. It's such a silly show. If the school board found out, or the PTA, my career would be over. But I can't help myself. I love those adorable kitten heroes too much.
So that's why you came here in full costume?
No. I just wanted to dress up as one of the kittens.
Oh.
But when I saw the painting you were working on, Ms. Lebetkin, I had to have it for my living room, so I used a fake name to bid on it for the silent auction. You're a very talented artist. Thank you. I'm so glad you like my painting.
But that doesn't explain why you can't postpone the kickball game or what was in the envelope you were hiding from us in your office.
Oh, that. I can't tell you.
Then I can't guarantee that I won't talk about seeing you at this convention in full space kitten costume.
You wouldn't. Sam, that's not nice.
We're looking for a kidnapped wolf, Ms. Lebetkin. Nice left town on Monday.
Well, I don't know where your wolf is, JT.
I didn't say you did, Mr. Kozlowski.
Oh, fine. I can't postpone the kickball game because we're starting a new round of standardized tests next Monday. They'll take us through the end of the school year.
More standardized tests?
Orders from the Department of Education. That's what was in the envelope.
So this has nothing to do with Nero?
It doesn't, but I really am sorry he's gone, and if I could postpone the kickball championship, I would.
All right, Principal Randolph. Your secret's safe with us.
Which one? Standardized testing or Space Kitten Hero League?
Both. Come on, JT. If we leave now, we'll get home in time for dinner.
Thank you, Samantha. Sam.
So we had solved the mystery of Principal Randolph's dark secret, her obsession with Space Kitten Hero League, and we had solved the mystery of why she was acting so strangely. But we hadn't solved the mystery of the missing wolf. Yet. But we would, even if we only had until tomorrow afternoon. Hey, did you know about all the other great shows on Go Kid Go? You can hear about Bobby Wonder, the superhero, Lucy Wilde, the inventor, and of course, me, Sam Archer, third grade detective. Just search Go Kid Go on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. See you soon!
Go Kid Go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.